7:47 now on Morning Ireland. You might have heard us talking about this in the news a little bit earlier. One third of students here experiencing extremely severe levels of anxiety. Almost as many suffer from depression. Findings from the first ever mental health study carried out among over 3,300 students. It was funded by the HSE. We're joined in studio this morning by Roisin O'Donovan, Vice President for Welfare at the Union of Students in Ireland. Roisin, you're very welcome and thank you for being with us.
Thanks
this study was carried out on students aged between 18 and 25. Why is it and its findings so important?
Well, I suppose it's really crucial that we have this data because it is the first study done of its kind where specifically on third level students. It's important because we kind of now we can see that the data there, and the data was already there, but just specifically for third level students. So there's a number of findings and recommendations, so it's really great to have this in front of us now for USI and student unions as well going forward.
Is there anything in there that surprises you, that the level, 38% of people extreme levels of anxiety, almost 30% suffering from depression, 17% suffering from stress?
Yeah, they're quite shocking, and they're quite sad figures, I think, as well, because obviously behind each and every one of those statistics, it's a student. So yeah, and I was quite shocked with a couple of things, and it's a shame this kind of gotten to that point as well. Students are under so much stress at the moment in third level education.
Well, do we know how long they felt like this? Was that ascertained in the study? Have they felt like this since school, or was it since going to university or third level or college?
Well, we know that at some point in their life, about I think from the survey, it was a third of people that took it at some point in their lives had some sort of mental health issue. So it doesn't say exactly when they would have had those, but a lot of it was focusing on third level students. So the majority of students would be currently studying in college.
Because it is a big change, isn't it, going on to college? In many instances, students are alone, they're away from family, they're away from the friends that they grew up with and went to school with.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. And then, of course, there's the financial burden as well.
Well, how big a factor was that?
It was quite big, especially under there's a section of the report about those that didn't have stable accommodation. They actually had the most severe anxiety, depression and stress because they didn't have stable accommodation. And that's a really, really big concern. And I'm really not surprised about those stats because the accommodation situation we're in at the moment, students just can't find accommodation that is affordable. And students are having to either have full-time or part-time jobs within their courses. And then they can't really experience the true student experience, I suppose. They're having to not attend lectures, not kind of fulfil their course as much as they'd like to. And then sometimes having to repeat or maybe drop out. It's quite shocking, some of the figures that came out, and sad as well.
And was there a breakdown in terms of gender, in terms of who was affected more, who suffered more, men, women, people who identify as non-binary?
Yeah, non-binary people definitely came out the most, I suppose, with the most issues in terms of mental health, so severe anxiety, stress and depression. And so that's something, yeah, definitely one of the recommendations is maybe just to look into how we can better support those that do identify as non-binary.
Mm-hmm. And well, that's our next question, I suppose, because one of the findings as well was that many people questioned didn't have anyone to talk to about their problems and how they were feeling. So what help and support? I presume there is some available, but like services across the country, there's a huge demand.
Mm. Yeah, so something that came out really strong in the survey was that students really feel the importance of having that free on-site counselling that HEIs currently provide. But however, that needs to reflect the actual demand that students need. So there was quite a lot of inconsistency in terms of support services. So we kind of would like to see that addressed, different waiting times, and people just had different experiences with the service as well. Other supports as well that came out were that the students actually use a mix of both on-site and off-site campus services. So we'd really like to see more integration of the two, especially maybe like more integration from people when the students are born right up to the 25. I know there's Jigsaw Mental Health Service that cater for people around 12 to 25, but there is that big gap from when you're kind of having those big life changes from adolescent into college. Sometimes students are kind of left on the limb and are kind of thrown between different services. So we'd love to see more integration of those.
Okay, so just finally, Roisin, what would you say, I mean, to students listening to us this morning or their parents who are suffering and who are preparing to go to college in a few weeks' time?
I'd say definitely look into what support services there are on your campus and nearby. and 100% talk to someone, I'd say definitely go to your local students' union. They were key partners in the survey and in the findings, and that the majority, a lot of the students, I think about 35%, were aware of the counselling services on site because of their student union. So absolutely go talk to them and see what services are available, and find someone that you kind of have to talk to throughout the year. It is a very stressful time, and just enjoy college as well.
Yeah. Okay, well, good luck to everyone. Roisin, thanks for coming in. Roisin O'Donovan there, Vice President for Welfare at the USI. 752.